Now, the Ranelagh Rockets is a GAA club that pushes for inclusivity. It's a place where children with special needs can develop their sporting skills and make friends in an understanding and welcoming environment. Hugely important. And here to tell me more about the Ranelagh Rockets is Stuart Banks. Good afternoon, Stuart.
Thanks for having us, Ray.
Who was that wasn't a football goalkeeper?
Gordon Banks.
Yeah,
No relation.
No relation.
Long way from it.
It's a great name. You shouldn't really be a movie star, shouldn't you? Stuart Banks.
Yeah,
starring Stuart Banks. So, Ranelagh Rockets. Was it your idea or whose idea was it?
No, I suppose where it came about, my wife and I were thinking for a long time, Ray, look, like anyone else with kids with special needs, we were struggling to get an activity in our area that the lads could go to every Saturday morning.
And the lads are Paddy and Oliver.
Paddy and Oliver, yeah. And actually, funnily enough, Operation Transformation was on around the same time in 2020. And there was a lady on it, I think, that was linked to a special needs team in Trinity Gales GAA. And someone sent me on a clip, so we had a look at it then. We said, well, you know, if they can do it, we can do it. And I rang Sarah, actually, that was involved in Trinity Gales, and she gave us great tips at the start. So my wife and I, Ruth, just said, okay, look, they can do it, we can do it. Contacted a GAA club locally, Ranelagh Gales, fully supportive of it. I'm involved with an advocacy group called Involve Autism. Contacted them and they were very supportive. And yeah, we got started. There was a couple of false starts because of COVID and all that, but we started in September 2020.
Tell us about Paddy and Oliver, the twins.
So look, Paddy is, you know, I would say, I suppose, highly functioning is what they would describe it as. You know, he would be very much, he's verbal, so he can communicate very clearly. Oliver was non-verbal, but has started developing words in the last year and he's doing really well. And look, they're like any kids of their age. They're full of activity, full of running around. You know, I think the way we looked at it was, you know, you go out on a Saturday morning, I train my daughter's team in the club too, and, you know, they're sitting on the couch on a device or sitting out the back, you know, and didn't feel right that they were kind of being excluded and all that. So I think, you know, when we kind of mentioned it to them, they were slow to understand it, but when they started going, they absolutely love it like any kid of that age, you know.
Mm. And what were the challenges up until Ranelagh Rockets when it came to including them in sporting activities?
I think it's a community thing as much as possible, the challenges we had around it, whereby, you know, in the local community in where we live in Dublin, there wasn't many school places. There wasn't many activities in our area that they could go to. So you kind of felt a bit disconnected from the rest of the community. And, you know, parties, play dates and all of those things just weren't happening with them in the local vicinity. So we thought it was, as much as the sporting element of it, from a social element, they'd get to meet kids of their own age, of similar interests and with similar challenges. And, you know, it just, the minute it started, Ray, it was kind of life-changing for us and all that, because all of a sudden we had, you know, 10, 15 friends on a Saturday morning that were in a similar situation to us and their kids were socialising with our kids and all that. So from that point of view, you know, it was just brilliant for them on a social front, because a lot of kids, look, you know, the Ranelagh Rockets is for kids with special needs across the board, but a lot of them have autism and I suppose they struggle socially.
Yeah, and then there are certain challenges with people who have autism, because they don't like loud, this is generalisation, but you can correct me as we go along, they don't like loud noises, they need structure, routine, these things
correct.
Are important, yeah.
Yeah, I would say, Ray, and that, look, they're all very true, not to every child, obviously.
Yes, yeah.
But the level of planning that goes into it, you know, my wife collects a kind of children's passport of each kid that's registered to say, you know, Paddy doesn't like noises or certain music or certain words or certain dietary requirements and all that. She gathers all that. So by the time, you know, a new child registers and is on the pitch, we kind of know as much as possible about them and get there. But look, talk about routine, Ray, I think we've cancelled 2 or 3 sessions in 4 years. Like, unless it's a snowstorm, or Beast in the East, something like that.
9:15 on a Saturday morning.
9:30 actually, but their coaches go down at 9:15. But 9:30, it happens. I mean, we cancelled 4 weeks ago when that snow came out of nowhere for health and safety reasons. But our motto is, we'll be there for the kids if they want to turn up on a Saturday morning.
Describe to us an average session then.
Yeah, I describe it as kind of organised chaos in some ways. We go down at 9:30 in the morning. Have between 20 and 24 kids. We start off with a stretching exercise and I love that. And then we do a sprint kind of race. Yeah. And that really was kind of the start of it. We kind of got them working on something that we could all be common on, I suppose, both coaches, parents and kids. And then after the sprint race, we go into kind of four quadrants or pods and do our drills, really. So it could be one group working on hand passing, another group working on kicking, another one shooting for points or goals, another one doing bouncing. And they're all colour coordinated. There's PECs associated with them and laminates and all those things, a big industry with that. And we divide up the coaches. It's one coach per kid.
One on one,
yeah, across the board, yeah. But we've got like over 30, I think we've 34, 35 coaches.
Where do they come from?
I'd say there were probably from me stopping about 100 people in Ranelagh over the last 4 or 5 years. If you saw me in the street in Ranelagh, you'd run a mile, right, to be honest, because I've no shame. And, you know, it's the key message there is every time a coach registers for Ranelagh Rockets, one of the local kids can come down and feel part of the community. And, you know, when I met people in supermarkets, shops, coffee shops, look, sometimes I think they'd be slow, they'd be a bit apprehensive. But the minute I'd say, come down for 2 weeks and have a look at it. And of course, once they're down, you know, they've got the bill.
And what's the feedback then from those people you accosted in the supermarket?
I think generally positive. Yeah. They might not say that. Look, I think they take as much out of it as the kids and the parents. Because, look, exercise is great for anyone. But to come down on a Saturday morning, they've got their own kids involved as coaches. I think it's they're giving something back to the community. Yeah. But, you know, the one-to-one coaching really allows them to build a connection with the kid, which is very special. And I think they're as probably as committed as we are, you know, me and Ruth from the very start. And I think the one thing they've taught us, actually, the coaches with that don't have kids as part of Ranelagh Rockets, the ambition they have for those kids is probably greater than mine as a parent. And they're always setting the bar for them and pushing them along. So I think since we've started, every coach that's registered has stayed with us. So I suppose that's a reflection of that.
And there are similar clubs in various codes all over the country.
Yeah, I mean, we've had about 20 clubs come up to Ranelagh Rockets to see what we're doing. And they've all set up their own clubs and kind of gone on from strength to strength. In Dublin, I know Maria Mahaney has a similar team over on that side. And she set up an All-Stars kind of WhatsApp group because we could share posts and all that. But I think it's nearly doubled in the last 18 months because, you know, if you can show that your kids can feel very much part of the community through the GAA club or through any sports club, it's a very strong message. And, you know, all the things you want to see on the inclusive side comes through the team and comes through the
because
volunteers.
Your description of before Ranelagh Rockets existed and the world of Oliver and Paddy of a Saturday morning when your eldest daughter was out playing sports, them at home, unseen, on the sofa, playing, you know, and now they're out there.
They're out there, but also there's other initiatives like As I Am run a kitchen skills class on a Thursday and a lot of the Rockets go to that. So Paddy's rocking up to that and saying, like, there's my friends that I know. And he's got 10 or 15 friends now that, you know, Ray, I don't know where we'd be if we hadn't got the Rockets and how they would have actually broke down that barrier.
It's brilliant. It's a brave new world, isn't it?
It is a brave new world. Yeah. And I think, you know, again, the key message here is if you just give them a little bit of help and support, it's amazing what they can do, you know.
Yeah. So you were saying that, I can't remember, was it Paddy or Oliver was non-verbal up until recently?
Oliver,
right. Yeah. And would you attribute the Ranelagh Rockets for his progress? Or
I think it all, you know, it all adds up as regards, you know, there's many factors, I suppose, that would allow that. And, you know, he's obviously got tutors to work on that and help him there. I think what it has done is kind of worked on their confidence and worked on, you know, giving them, I suppose, the freedom to try and talk and try and communicate. And, you know, if Oliver's at home on a Saturday morning, he's not communicating to 20 or 24 people, whereby when he's up in the Rockets, there's 20 or 24 kids around, there's coaches around, and he's trying to communicate. So I think it's a big factor.
So benefits for them and benefits for you as a parent as well, because you're meeting other parents who are in a similar situation.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I didn't really see that benefit when we set it up. We didn't put two and two together there is... I think one of the key things that we've seen is a lot of these parents have had very difficult experiences, be it trying to find a school place in the area, trying to get into activity. They've either gone to activity, hasn't worked out. And you know, a lot of them would be, when they first spoke to me, were nearly traumatised, going, look, we've tried three or four things, haven't worked out, or really bad experiences. But when they come up and they see that kids are comfortable and they feel safe in that environment, and we offer coffees for the side of the pitch for the parents so they can have a coffee while they watch their kids, you know, develop their skills. They are just overwhelmed, I suppose, and so happy to see their kids happy and safe, but also progressing. And I think that's a big benefit from that is that they actually feel part of a group, part of the community, not feel isolated. And, you know, the challenges that we face day to day is very similar to what they, you know, face. Yeah. So no one's different up there.
And because there are so many clubs around the country, is there a competition or?
Well, we're looking into that now. Again, time is key here because we have a senior Rockets group that Ian set up within our group. He's one of the junior coaches, actually. And they've gone from, I think, 6 members to 10 members over the last couple of months. But just a couple of weeks ago, they had an internal match and it went fantastic. Right. And I've spoken to, actually, Ballinteer, St John's club, local to myself. And I spoke to Ratoat in County Meath, a friend of mine own runs that. And we're thinking of getting together and doing some sort of a blitz. And I think that's really where the goal needs to go, whereby, you know, we can get together a couple of times a year, meet, you know, kids from other clubs and try to form those friendships.
I think it's brilliant because if you think about the world of an equivalent to Paddy and Oliver 20 years ago in Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was so closed off. And so they weren't seeing the world and the world wasn't seeing them. Yeah. And now this, it's brilliant.
It is. And I think we have a lot of visitors to come up and see us every Saturday. And the amazing when they talk to us afterwards, they say, like, God, I had a kid like that in my class 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they are and what they're doing now and all that. And I think what we're trying to do is it's as much about life skills as sports skills. And, you know, we shouldn't feel that those kids don't deserve a chance to develop and grow like other kids. And I think that's what we've had a lot, I suppose, over the last 30, 40 years. But, you know, if you look at the people that come up and obviously see the Rockets and see us out in the streets, I don't feel they're outside the club. I don't feel they're outside the community. Every decision the club makes is brought through me and my wife, Ruth, around what we want to do with the Rockets and the coaching team. And, you know, that wouldn't have been the case 10, 20 years ago.
That's brilliant. And thanks so much. Wallace Bird is behind you there. We may have more time to have a brief chat after Wallace, but she has a song to sing. Sure. So you can just turn around and put the headphones on so you'll get the full benefit.